eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. I am Dave Biddle. I am joined by Matt Baxendale. All right, Bax. Ohio State announced yesterday the football team is going on a one-week pause. They are pausing all team-related activities for 1 week due to an increased number of COVID-19 tests within the program. I'll give my opinion in a moment. I know fans are concerned about this. Should fans be concerned about this?
I don't think so too much. Let's be honest, you take a week off right now and you're still back to active by the time you have spring football scheduled to start, right? As unpleasant as it is seeing this headline again, team activities paused for X amount of time, right? Like that was the constant wart on our football news for the entirety of 2020, right? So it's a horribly unpleasant line to see again, but I don't think it's going to be the sort of thing that is going to be pervasive in even delaying spring football, much less being a longer-term problem moving forward. In today's, you know, increased vaccination society that we have, by the time the fall rolls around, I think you're going to see a large majority of the general population vaccinated. I think you're going to see OSU kind of just, they're being smart here to not disturb their schedule for their spring, right? You know, this is them looking at it and going, we're fine. No big deal. We can make this The spring football schedule worked perfectly fine. Let's not take any risks of some sort of an outbreak that can offset that more important time. This is a week of off-season lifting and stuff that some of these kids are going to lose, right? That's about it in my eyes. I'm not concerned. Now, if this happens again, then we're going to have to start asking questions about, you know, obviously these kids spent months on end trying to keep themselves as far away from the general population as possible, trying to prevent the season from getting slowed down, right? We're not sitting here worried about the Michigan game getting canceled right now. That's for sure. So call it maybe a little bump in a road, maybe one more last bad corona-related headline for Ohio State football before hopefully a fall of normalcy.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way. I am not concerned about this, and for a variety of reasons. I mean, I'll go through it. First of all, I think it's important to point out that every year before spring ball, the kids get a week off before spring ball starts. They're just coming off Mickey Marotti's strength and conditioning program during the winter, and he pushes them the hardest during the winter. So that's no walk in the park, as we all know. I mean, it's no – those guys aren't getting stronger and aren't some of the best physically fit athletes in college football by accident because Mick works their ass off. So they always get a week off before spring ball anyway. It's just happening a little earlier, you know. Spring ball starts next Friday, so it's happening a few days earlier than it normally would, and maybe they'll get a week and a half off instead of a week. Who knows? I'm not concerned about it. But the biggest reason I'm not concerned about it long-term, and you hit on it, is the vaccinations. And I taught, you know, I wasn't necessarily arguing with people on Twitter about this, but I was definitely trying to just give my opinion yesterday. Most people seem to agree with me. The entire team is going to be vaccinated by the time the season starts and well before that. And people are coming and saying, well, wait a minute, they don't have to be vaccinated. It's their right not to be. I understand that. But I'm not going to say who I'm hearing this from, of course. But I have a source I trust very much. It's very close to the team that's telling me for sure, everybody on the team will be willing to get vaccinated. So, and not just the players, every coach, every support staff member, that is the type of culture they have over there. Everybody in our country is going to be able to get the vaccination by the end of May if they want to. So I'm not worried about it at all. Now, maybe I'm being naive here because I know, you know, there's some concerns that the vaccination might not be 100% effective, whatever. Every medical professional in the world says it's effective. Everybody agrees it's effective. And the entire team is going to get vaccinated. I have that from a very good source. So I'm not worried about it, man. I'm just not worried about it.
You know what else too, Dave, on the vaccination side of things here? Like, people are like, oh, it's only 95% effective. You know, flu shots are only like 30% effective. Like, this is night and day more effective than any vaccine that we have usually beyond, like, you know, your kids' booster shots. So whatever, like, the reality is that I know there's people who are up in arms about the notion of forced vaccination, and I don't think you should ever force anybody into something. But let's be real here. The real politic of this for these players is we get vaccinated and we don't have to worry about this crap anymore. They're all going to get it, period. That's just the most logical thing for them and these coaches, right? It eliminates the biggest unknown in their entire lives with one or two shots, right? So they just get it done with. Like, that's all it is. It's going to happen. I 100% agree with you. And if people are complaining about any of this, look, the reality is this is how we get back to normal. This is how everybody is able to go to football games and concerts and full stadiums, not just, you know, a couple thousand people to Blue Jackets game distance with masks on. This is everybody back to normal tailgating, all of that.
Going to Foo Fighter concerts if you're
– Yeah, heck yeah, let's go to a darn Foo Fighters concert. It's been too ever long for me.
Well played, sir. Well played. One of the best rock songs ever, in my opinion, as you know. Ever long. Love it. Great band, Foo Fighters. All right, couple more things here. Now, I have been outspoken as anybody, maybe right along with you, about not trusting Kevin Warren, not trusting some of the presidents like Michigan's Mark Schlissel. So people were asking me about that on Twitter too. Like, how can you have any faith in the Big Ten? I don't, but because of the vaccination, I don't think they're going to step in and do what they did last year. I don't think it's even going to really be discussed because of the vaccination. I truly believe that. So have I changed my stance on Schlissel and Warren and the other presidents that were against football? No, I still think that was a huge blunder last year. And they were one step away from making the biggest blunder in sports history. If they didn't play the season and the SEC and the other conferences did, and Ohio State sitting at home watching it all, that would have been, I mean, it was already embarrassing enough the way they handled it. That would have just been unbelievable. I don't have any faith of them, but I don't think it's going to come to that. And I do think now that she's been there a year and she's not the new kid on the block and she knows that she's at the most powerful institution in the conference, I think Christina Johnson is going to throw her weight around a little bit more if it comes to it. But I don't think it's going to come to that, Bax. I really don't.
It's weird having faith in the president of the university at Ohio State. That was like, yeah, but God bless her. She seems to understand things pretty well for somebody who really we didn't think had a ton of ties here. Initially, all you can say is, you know, we really, anytime somebody comes in, you have to wonder if they get the culture, if they get Ohio State, right? And now we're essentially talking about somebody who showed up and backed up what she was saying in public with her actions behind the scenes. Look, here's the reality check. Schlissel, still a turd. Kevin Warren, still a turd, right? They're not good at what they do, plain and simple. Schlissel really ousted as the president at Michigan by a vote in the middle of all this mess, and Kevin Warren should have never gotten the job. But at the end of the day, and he certainly should have been fired by now with the way he's conducted himself as a complete abject lack of leadership. He looks like a new Larry Scott to me. But at the end of the day, you know, the whole argument they had was the science. And the science here is that once people get vaccinated, the CDC is already saying people who are vaccinated can be unmasked together inside. Okay, if you can do that, then everything's back on the table for normalcy, right? So they are not going to have an argument unless we have like a COVID-21 mutation, which God forbid me for even saying something like that. We're going to be fine. They're not going to even have an opportunity to try to cancel this. Michigan got a one-year reprieve from the 60-point beating that is coming for them. They're not getting a second one this year, period.
Yeah, I mean, you compare him to Larry Scott, Kevin Warren. I might compare him to Michael Scott, but Michael Scott's probably a better leader than Kevin Warren.
Michael Scott at least cares. Michael Scott will show you how much he cares. Warren will take your money and show up at a Zoom call 2 months after he tried canceling a football season like he's the Grinch. So Michael Scott, God bless him, may not have been a well-run human being at times, but Michael Scott at least will tell you how much he cares.
He cares about paper. He sure does. And making money. And he cares about Michael Scott. That's who Michael Scott cares about. Still one of the best characters in TV history. If you have no idea what we're talking about, if you're one of the few people out there that have never watched The Office, we're talking about the show The Office. All right, let's close the show, Bax, talking about Ohio State's Pro Day, which will be at the end of the month, Tuesday, March 30th. Now, I mean, a bunch of guys can help themselves. Go through some of the guys you think can really help themselves the most and guys you think will help themselves the most at Pro Day.
Well, the first one's Baron Browning, right? Like, without a question. Everybody, he's the most controversial player Ohio State has coming out to the NFL draft this year, because you can click on a film and make him look like he's the greatest prospect of all time, most of which, not coincidentally, is when he's running at the quarterback trying to kill them. Then I can put a film out of him being confused at middle linebacker and running around like he has no idea what's going on. And you can make him look like he shouldn't be drafted. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see how you have some of these guys look in terms of, can they athletically wow the scouts enough to make them lean more towards the beautiful film of the Baron Browning sack, strip, fumble recovery from the national championship game, right? So he's easily at the top of my list. I don't think Sean Wade's going to work out because he just had surgery, but I know he's one that, if he did, would be able to, but I don't think he's going to be in position to do so. And I think another thing that's going to help somebody here, is anybody going to be more wowing than Tommy Togiai when he breaks the bench press record like he supposedly is going to, right? So those are the first two that popped in mind is definitely Baron Browning just in general, and then Togiai with the ability to have one of those sort of eye-popping numbers on one of the major traditional testing. Those would be the first two that pop into my head. But I think they're going to want to see Josh Myers' movement. I think that's one a lot of people are talking about, is his pass protection enough to justify moving him up into the first round? If he moves well and can answer some questions on that one, he's another guy who could really help himself too. So I think there's a lot of opportunity in general for a lot of these guys, but Browning, Myers, those two are definitely near the top of the list for me.
Well, Bax has to get to a very important meeting. He's an engineer. No, he's not just a podcaster. He's not just an award-winning columnist. He moonlights for Bucknuts, his full-time job. He's an engineer. So if you think Bax is smart, you're correct. He is very smart. So get to your meeting, my friend. Good talking to you as always. Thank you to all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. We appreciate it. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.